The following audio is part of wider coverage of Disrupt Land Forces 2024, recorded and produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR by our dedicated team of volunteer programmers. To access 3CR's full coverage of events of Disrupt Land Forces 2024, head to 3cr.org.au/DLF2024.
The official launch event for Disrupt Land Forces 2024 Festival of Resistance, called Lest We Forget, The Frontier Wars, held at Camp Sovereignty, protesting the largest weapons conference and expo in the Southern Hemisphere. And there were lots of speeches and ceremony, and it was quite a wet night, but everything went according to plan. Later on in the show, we will be listening to some recordings, starting with Megan Cracker, Menang woman of Noongar Nation and director of National Suicide Prevention Trauma Recovery Project. And after that, to Walpiti elder Jamijimpa, Uncle Ned Hargraves, both of whom travelled down for the Festival of Resistance this week. And the content warning that Megan's speech features explicit discussion of police killings, colonial violence, First Nations suicides and youth suicides. It's Marissa with you. And we're speaking now with Ned Hargrave, who's the Wapiri elder, about the fatal shooting of Kumanjo Walker and looking at some of the demands of the First Nations campaign. Hi, Ned. Welcome.
Hello. This is Ned Hargrave Jamijimpa. How are we?
Oh, okay. And you, where are you at the moment?
We're at the motorcade. Naya. So, we just right here. We just arrived. And, yes. And I'm just on the radio.
That's great. Yeah. So you're at the land. That's really good. Tell us, you went to Camp Sovereignty last night at the Sacred Fire, and you gave a beautiful speech.
I went there, and it was powerful. It was great to meet other Indigenous people and from the communities and stuff. It was great. It was so great.
Are you are the grandfather of Kumanjo Walker?
I am the what we say I am Wanderi.
Yep.
I'm a uncle, and I have a very, very special connection with him.
Yes. Yeah, I can tell that. That's really wonderful. And it's good to have that connection. So can you tell us, I'd like to talk to you about what happened and some of the demands of the campaign.
Well, right now there are police on each side, on the other side and on this side. So we're in a tight thing. But what we're saying is please to put down your guns. Do away with the bullets. Yeah. And we're saying, Karinjana, Mojari, meaning ceasefire.
That's exactly right. Because he was killed unnecessarily. It was no good.
Back home, everybody thought that the bullets were made overseas or something. I don't know. But the bullets are made here in Australia. And this is in right here. This is what's happening. And the bullet that killed him is bullet from here. And we didn't know that. That's why we need to find more. We need to know more about all these things that have occurred to us in Australia. And we want to be sure and to be aware what is happening. And we don't want bullets. We don't want rifles. We don't want anybody being shot. No more. Karinjala, Mawajari.
Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Black Lives Matter. And in fact, look, no killing is necessary. I'm just saying that there's too many police killings and genocide, and history repeats itself all the time with First Nations people.
Yes, it's repeating itself over and over and over. We are so sick and tired of it, you know? We are so sick and tired of it. Especially black people getting shot. You know, our young people have being shot and all that. And we're saying enough is enough.
Exactly. And there've been frontier wars, haven't there, all over this country. And I was just reading the statement on the website there. And in 1928, NT Police Constable George Murray shot and killed hundreds of the family members across the Central Desert during yes. the massacre, yes. didn't it?
Yes, yes. How cruel it was and how disgusting it is to keep going for what they're doing. It is so disgusting.
We can never forget what happened.
We are fighting for our people. This cannot keep going. Because enough is enough.
And funds should instead be redirected to community-controlled alternatives, yes. like night patrols and community mediation.
There should be no guns.
No guns.
There should be no guns in remote communities. Why do they need guns in the community? Because, you know, you don't see a black man walking around with a spear 24 hours. That is not on.
Australia is a crime scene.
Yes, Australia is a crime scene. Yes. It is a crime scene because they like doing things like this. They want to put us down. They want to stop us from anything, you know, and not have their way. You know, we don't want their ways to go take it somewhere else, do it somewhere else. Or, you know, or have the bullets.
Exactly.
Bullets made in their backyard, or go back, you know, go to the minister or someone, you know, the prime minister. Yeah.
It's really important that Aboriginal people take control of helping the young people, and if the police had allowed it.
Yes. That's what we want to do. What we want to do. We want to protect our children, our young people, our community, so that we have an environment of peace and people, young people, to enjoy everything that they are required to do.
Exactly. And then we go up to 2019, 1788 all over again, with Cumminjay Walker being killed like this.
Yes, they just never stop. It should stop.
I'm glad that you are going to be able to go to the festival.
Yes.
Go on.
I am very honoured to be here with people here and that are fighting against these people. You know, crime scene in Australia is disgusting. It is disgusting.
And also, the last thing is that there's over-policing, isn't there, in the Northern Territory?
Yes, it's always the police that are doing their duty, and sometimes it's don't need it. We don't need them. You know.
Your statement also says that it's important to evict police who do not cooperate with local community or respect decision-making authority.
Yo, that's it. Yes.
Ned, it's just been so wonderful to have you on the show. I'm, and it was lovely to meet you earlier on as well at the station.
Yeah, well, look, like I said, I am honored to be here, and of the, you know, the people that I, the friends and the people that I know, I want to be with them and be take part of them, because I am sick and tired of these arrogants who always want to destroy our people, our land, and you know, it is disgusting.
Very disgusting.
Yes.
Ned, thank you so much for coming onto the program, and I'm hoping that I can speak to you again at a later date.
You are most welcome. You are most welcome, yes.
I hope you felt comfortable.
I am. I'm not worried about the police. I'm not scared. I'm just...
No, it's all good.
I just want to be with my people, that's all.
That's exactly right. Well... Thank you, Ned, and enjoy the rest of your week. Great that you were able to come to the festival. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And that was Ned Hargrave, who is a special relative of Kumanjai Walker and has been doing a lot of work on the campaign to stop having guns in remote communities and also police powers. And we talked a lot about the massacre of 1928 as well. Next up, we'll be listening to some recordings from last night's event, starting with Megan Cracker, Menang woman of Noongar Nation and Director of National Suicide Prevention Trauma Recovery Project. And after that, to Walapiri Elder, Jempi Jimpa, Uncle Ned Hargraves, both of whom travelled down for the Festival of Resistance this week. And Megan's speech features explicit discussion of police killings, colonial violence, First Nations suicides and youth suicides.
There's a lady over here that's come all the way from the West. Her name is Megan. And we'd love her to come and bless the microphone for us with stories from the West. Here we go.
Very blessed and honoured to be here, the land of the Wadjuri people of the Kulin Nation. The speaks that we just heard, geez, how powerful. The songs that we just heard go straight to the heart. I remember as a young person growing up, listening to the stories of Mum, Dad, rest in peace, the old people, about caring for country, the Aboriginal sites, the old stories. And I think where we are today, in terms of the poverty that a lot of our people live in, the entrenched poverty, where 40% of our people fall below the poverty line right across the country. I think about the decimation period when people first came here in 1788, the smashing of cultures, the hurt, the atrocities, the genocides, the kicking of children, their heads off in the sand. The stuff that we've been subjected to, yet we still survive. We are one. It's about that humanity, that kindness, that love. Do away with the capitalism, because that is killing people. There is a classist narrative, not only that exists here in Australia, but indeed right across the world. The mass destructions that are happening, what's happening at the convention centre, over 1,000 organisations coming together from 31 countries, where deals, as you heard, will be made. And that those deals, the genocidal of our people, right across the country, the weapons will be used. There's companies that will come to this place and they manufacture bullets that kill our people. I think about Joycey Clark, rest in peace, who was shot by a police officer in the town of Geraldton. Joyce Clark. She leaves behind one child, the only little child she had. But she was shot point blank range by an officer. And he was the last person on site one of the most junior people in the team. Went straight to her. Within seconds, she was gone. And this is what these people who are coming to this convention centre will be about as well. The bullets that are killing our people. I was sat through the murder trial with Aunty Ann Jones. I sat through the coronial inquest 6 weeks ago with Aunty Ann Jones. And the tears and the hurt and the trauma still is with her today. It is with all our community right across the country. Why? Because we have been oppressed. I don't dance to the tune of the oppressors. I dance to the tune of the oppressed. My colleague and I, we've worked with over 30,000 people right across the country, the most marginalised, the vulnerable, the forgotten, the unheard, the silence, the prisons where there's 132 carceral estates. And we've heard the stories and we've seen it firsthand, and it is cruel. In a very affluent country like Australia, the 12th richest economy in the world, we live in third world akin conditions. Third world akin conditions. The 120 remote communities right across the country, the 120,000 people, 40,000 children will never get a secondary education in this so-called lucky country, Australia. The suicides are ripping through our country, one after the next, after the next, after the next. I've been at bedsides when life support machines have been turned off on 11-year-old children, 15-year-old children, 18-year-old children, 19-year-old children, and it breaks my heart. I stand in the hospitals, along the corridors, when the life support machines are turned off in the sea of grief of our people. What can we do? First Nations suicides right across the country has gone from 1 in 23 to 1 in 16, making it the leading cause of death for our people in this country. 10,000 brothers and sisters right across this great country of Australia within 3 years have taken their lives. The Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody with the 339 recommendations, some at the federal level, state, territory, they haven't been implemented. And we sit back and we listen to this two-tiered government party, the Liberals, the Labor. Who's better? Because what's happening with our brothers and sisters in Palestine is absolutely atrocious. It's cruel, it's harrowing, and it's unforgivable. Little babies crying for their lives, little children crying for their lives, the mums and the dads trying to protect their little children, only for their lives to be taken. In fact, 42,000 people. That's not what we're about. Where is the love and the kindness and the humanity? Where is the strength of this government in Australia to say, no, that is not right, that is genocide? We cannot stand idly by and accept this as a country. We don't see it. They don't support. And that is wrong in every single sense. I've said to many politicians, oi, you might think you got that job forever, but let me tell you something. We are born to die. And when you have relevancy, and when you have power, and when you have places where you can be influential, why wouldn't you be? This Australian government is complicit in the murders in Palestine. It is complicit with the murders of First Nations people here in this country. They say that they care, and the Labor government says we leave no one behind. Well, I beg to differ. I've seen it through my eyes with my own family, the hurt, the pain, the sadness that is entrenched no way forward, no hope, but treated like we're a second citizen in our own country. We are a powerful people. The First Nations people are the powerful people in this country. We have survived. We have that strong resilience, that love for our people, that incredible diversity, that respect for each other. And whilst the government wants to turn around and continue to oppress, our voices will continue to rise. The same as it has risen with the Palestinians. The same as it has risen with many movements, not only in Western Australia, not only in this country, but across the world. We must continue to rise. We are one. We are brothers and sisters of the human family, and we must care about each other. But we will fight with conviction. We will fight with a conviction because it's not just about our people that are living today. It is about our children. It is about our generations that are yet to be born. We cannot stand idly by and let this continue to happen. I'm so glad to be over here in this beautiful place with all you wonderful people. And I'm so glad to be participating in these rallies and the protests and let this land forces know that we will not be silenced. We will not go away. And we will continue to fight back with every breath in our bodies because they are doing wrong. Love and respect to you all as one. Solidarity.
Good evening. Thank you very much once again to come back and share something with your people, for your lovely people, our brothers and sisters. Thank you so much to having me here today to talk about this law enforcers thing. So all the time, again and again, we repeat ourselves again and again and again. We are sick of it. I'm sorry I'm shouting, but it makes me so, so angry when we hear what's happening to our people, to our children, and what's not given. It's not enough. Not enough. But, you know, our people, my people in the Central Desert, we don't get enough information what's happening here. What's happening here in Australia, in Melbourne and Brisbane and wherever, but we don't get enough because there are people that don't want to share with us what we need to know. And again, to us, it's really, really sad. It's really not good. But the thing is, they don't ever, ever consult with us. You know, we Yapa, we are indigenous. This wind is blowing this way now. I don't want to get electrocuted. Gotcha. Anyway, all these things are Agaria's ideas. Because they want to destroy Jogurpa, our Kuruwari. The trees, the plants, everything that's around us belongs to the Nguru, Walya, Jogurpa, Kuruwari. That's important to us, very important. And you know that. But Kareya, who are wanting something, they want minerals and everything. They want to destroy us, not telling us or giving us something, not helping us. So they want to try and and get rid of us, all of us. And nothing is left behind. That's what the old plan with Garia. When I say Garia, meaning white people. Can you say that? Garia! Garia! Ma, thank you very much. Thank you very much. But again, it's telling us that we as Sushunanas, we as this Australia, they're telling us that we don't exist. That is completely rubbish. Completely rubbish. It is rubbish. Because my Chukarpa, my Groari belongs here, right here. Right here. And I want to leave with you that, you know, all these things that we have Chukarpa Groari, and we got guns that made here, bullets made here, and the bullets that are made here, some of our people, some of our children, and being shot. And that's not what we want. It is really, really kunta, meaning shame. It's really shame. Yeah. Right, if I may, Nabrala, can I get my guitar? I'll sing you one song. Yeah. All right? I'm going to sing it first, and then later on I might get you guys to sing with me. How about we clap our hands? Jala Moa Jare me Kari Jara Moa Jare me Jones full of our children, you said the broken law. We cannot stand it. We can't ignore it. Our Lord was here. Be for your reach, our shore. Akari Njala Amawa Jare Me. Let's sing it together. Akari Moa Ajare me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody.
That was a song and speech by Jammy Jimper, Uncle Ned Hargraves, and before that by Megan Cracker, speaking at the official launch event for Disrupt Land Forces 2024 Festival of Resistance. It's called Lest We Forget the Frontier Wars, held at Camp Sovereignty, protesting the largest weapons conference and expo in the Southern Hemisphere this week at the Melbourne Exhibition Centre and funded by the State of Victoria.
You've been listening to part of 3CR's wider coverage of Disrupt Land Forces 2024, produced by dedicated volunteer programmers at our independent community radio station. You can listen back to more of 3CR's coverage of Disrupt Land Forces 2024 at 3cr.org.au/DLF2024.